This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
But you know what? There are things in people's lives that are a curse, like guilt and shame and resentment and bitterness and anger, and the list goes on. And part of my message today is that God is in the business of releasing people from what bends you and what has bent you in spiritually. You see, I'm convinced that we see people every day that are bent, but you just don't see it physically with your eyes. And I want to tell you this. This is really an important thing, what I'm going to say. God is able to see the bent position in your life, what it is. Your spouse may not see it. Your brother or sister may not see it. Your closest friends may not see it. But God is able to see the heart and the spirit and the soul. And He's able to perceive what has us bent over for 18 years. I was thinking about the number 18. What's happened in your life in the last 18 years? That's a long time, isn't it? 18 years. What's happened to your family in 18 years? What's happened in your job in 18 years? What's happened in your education in 18 years? What's happened in all kinds of personal things, your health in the last 18 years? And so I want to convey to you, that was a long time to be infirmed with this infirmity that was caused, according to Jesus, the expert, it was caused by Satan. Does that mean that every infirmity caused by Satan? No. The Bible's very good about distinguishing that which was caused by Satan or spirit and that which was physical illness. I want to talk about the things that bind us. I want to talk about shame for a minute. I rarely have talked about shame. I was looking at my sermons recently and said, man, you haven't said much about the subject of shame. Shame and guilt are different. We can feel guilty and then move on and say, God, forgive me. But shame is something that's ongoing. It just doesn't leave. It's like baggage. In fact, Barbara, who's from Milford, Massachusetts, wrote an article about the best thing I've ever read about shame. Here's what she writes. Shame held me prisoner with no walls. Isn't that interesting? I was in prison with no walls. I held tight to its chains for most of my life. I could not get out of my cage. When I finally got the courage to climb out, I thought that others held the keys to unlocking the door, but they could not, nor would they help me. Those I loved, the people I loved, didn't understand. I had no answers. Despair was my world, and my voice fell silent. Listen to this next sentence. Shame is like walking through life carrying heavy baggage with you wherever you go. You believe that you need those heavy suitcases filled with past experiences with you all day, every day. It was like climbing a mountain with a tremendous heavy load on my back. When I reached the top of the mountain, there was a higher hill to climb. I finished climbing a mountain. There's another one. And I climb that one, there's another one. Now listen to this. This is powerful. Shame made me feel dirty. God says that in Christ I'm clean. He sees the purity in me through Christ. He doesn't cling to my past. He sees my present, my past, and my future. That's a word for somebody today. Somebody came here today, this day, in February 2017, to hear that word. God wants to release somebody from the infirmity that's got you bent over inside in your spirit called shame. And that, I really mean that with all my heart. Well, my guess is that speaks to more people than maybe we're willing to admit. It may speak to you or me today. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. God bless you. Thanks for listening to Cross Hope.
Been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.